Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 7:07 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today at Orange. Damien Maloney is there, the race day manager. Morning, Damien.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How's the day dawned in Orange?
Oh, fabulous day. Look, the winds are a bit brisk at the moment, but they'll be easing by the time we kick off at the first race this morning. So, this afternoon, I should say. So, probably about 18, 19 degrees. The sun's shining. That's always a bonus.
Beautiful. Now, the track, how have you rated that today?
Yeah, look, the penetrometer reading this morning that we took had it officially just over a 4, so we're rating it as a fast 4.
All right, so a fast 4 today. And the rail?
The rail is in its normal position, it's unlikely to be moved. Just waiting to see the stewards now. They should be here shortly, but the rail will be unmoved.
All right, terrific. So the rail will be true, and you've got a good 4 there today. It'd be fantastic.
Good 4. We've got some fabulous acceptances and some metropolitan trainers coming down and well represented by all the local trainers. Crockett from Mudgee and all of the local Orange trailers. Gaynor will be here from Parks. And, yeah, so well represented and some great racing today.
Terrific. Good on you, Damien. Have a top day.
Thank you, Sean. Speak soon.
Okay, there we go. Damien Maloney and track manager there at Orange today for a big day's meeting. Now, Chantelle Buckley about to join us. The opener's on the first there today. Let's have a quick look. 1 and 2 out. Number 3, Sodality, 13. 4 Stars Galore is 5. Number 5, The Long Run, 151. 6 Yarraman, 151. 7 Indicators on, 440. 8 Nicky Rose, 320. 9 out. 10 Got a Minute, $9. 11 out. 12 Loose and Charge, 750. 13 Miracle of Miracles, 480. 14 Miss Charlie, 51. And 15 out. Favourite number 8, Nicky Rose, at $3.20. Good morning, Chantelle.
Morning, Cozzy. Looking forward to a great day out at Orange. We're racing on a good service. Unfortunately, they haven't had the rain that we have had here in Sydney, but still looking forward to a good day nonetheless. All right, race number 1. I've come up with a 13, 12, 7 and 8. So I've gone with the Bjorn Baker debutante here in a Miracle of Miracles. Now, she's not short of having a trial. She's had 8 overall. She was actually scratched from Saturday. I would assume the heavy track there at Kembla. So they've opted to come here with a dry surface. She's only got the 54.5 kilos on her back, and she's had 2 recent trials leading into this. She's shown really good speed in both of those trials. So I expect from a good draw, she'll be up on the speed there over the 1,000. And let's hope at start number 1, she can get the job done. She's nicely bred and from a good stable. So I'm going to put her on top ahead of Losing Charge. Now, this filly is by Charge Ford for Terry Croft, and she's placed more times than not. She's had 5 goes, 3 placings now. And her last start was back in May at Gosford, where she finished third. It was a 2-year-old maiden. She finished third behind Beware and Heavenly Thunder. So the form around her isn't too bad. The only time she missed a place was in tough races. It was an English nursery at Randwick and then the English Challenge at Scone. Now, her trial wasn't anything to get excited about, but I'm just hoping she can return her form as a 2-year-old, and hopefully she's developed from that after that little bit of a break. Into third spot, I've got another debutante here in Indicators, and Brad Woodup trains this gelding by War, and he actually wore the blinkers in his trial. He's had 4 overall, but he's had 2 trials back this prep, and he wore the blinkers in both trials, as I say. He finished third first trial back at Hawkesbury, and then he won a recent trial at Warwick Farm. He's getting a little bit of a squeeze there, so he does know how to come off the bridle, and he has shown speed in both occasions in his trials there. So from another horse that's drawn well, I expect him to be probably just behind the speed. And into a 4th spot, I'm going to throw Nikki Rose. She's trained by Scott Singleton. She gets the winkers for the first time, which she wore them in the trial. She's shown speed in the trial as well. She's only had the 1 trial back this preparation. That was at Gosford there, where she finished 2nd and pretty quiet, actually. She was hard held down to the line. So she's just got that tricky draw to overcome. I think that was the only thing that deterred me putting her up higher in the numbers there. So 13, 12, 7 and 8 in race number 1.
All right, now race 2 is the maiden over 1,300 metres. 1 Hoodoo Brown, 19. 2 Just a Dram, 31. Number 3 Mr Fuji, 126. Four Pretty Song, 460. Five Tickets Up, 650. Six Banjos Voice, 550. Seven Another Shadow, 420. Eight Divine Missile, 26. Nine Narrow Neck Nelson, 460. 10 Scars is Kiss, 71. 11 Osbed Nacre is 26. 12 Hard. 13 Ice Vovo, 41. 14 Miss Briffney is 19. 15 Got the Tickets, 26. And 16 Out. Favourite here, Chantel, is number seven, Another Shadow, and it's $4.20.
I've come up with 9, 6, 7, and 4 in the second here, and the 9, which is a Narrow Neck Nelson. Look, he's had 6 starts now for 2 minor placings. He went to Bathurst last time out, led them up there, and had them coming from everywhere, and he's only beaten on the line. He's beaten 0.2 of a length behind the Joe Pryor Train Made in Milan. Pretty Song actually finished 3rd in the run there. So hopefully that gives him a bit of confidence going forward now. In saying that, both of his best runs have been at Bathurst, so maybe he's just a hometown track specialist there. But I think he'll be able to get the job done at start number 7. Into second spot, I've got the 6, which is another, it's Banjo's Voice. Now, I was pretty disappointed with his first up run at Hawkesbury. He was beaten 5 lengths there. The only excuse they could offer in the stewards' report was that he hung in. Maybe he just needed the run first up over 1,100. Steps up to the 1,300 today. He's got that tricky draw to overcome, but he has shown speed with the blinkers on there. So I expect him to be able to overcome that wide draw. Into a third spot, Another Shadow. I just don't think she backed up. On the 7 days there last time out. She went from 1,100 where she finished second beating Nose. 7 days later backed up and was beaten 3.5 lengths. So she's had a couple of weeks to get over that. She did over race middle stages there over the 1,300, so she would need to relax. And I think this is Mouse Robertson's first ride back today. So hopefully he can get her home. Into a fourth spot, I've got Pretty Song. Now, I thought she ran one of her best races at Bathurst the other day. As I said, she finished 3rd in the same race there as Narrow Neck Nelson. 9, 6, 7, and 4 in race number 3.
Now, the 3rd is another maiden. It's over 1,600 metres. 1, 7 Falls, 2, 10. Number 2, Radacity is $5. 3, Allendale Raider, 19. 4, Double the Offer, $15. 5, Out. 6, Bemboka, 13. 7, Ellie Beach is $4.50. 8, Sweet Pierre, 51. 9 out. Number 10, Catwalk Queen, 34. 11, Miss Bojangles is 19. 12, Snappy Diamond, 51. 13 out. 14, Fleur de Force, 21. 15, Thorn Lass, 26. And 16's out. Favourite, the Toppy, 1-7 Falls at $2.10.
Race number 3 on the card, I've come up with 2, 1, 7, and 4. We've got Radacity on top. I just thought he offered a little bit more value compared to the top weight, the favourite there. Now, he was ridden further forward at Hawkesbury, and it was his best run that he's produced in all 3 starts. That was over the 1,300. He's beaten 1.8 there. He does need to improve off that, but you would think the 13 out to the mile was sitting down to the ground. And as I said, I put him on top of the top weight there, 7 Falls, based on the price, really. Now, 7 Falls, the blinker's coming off. He's first up over a mile with the 61 at kilos. This will be his first start here for Bjorn Baker, an OTI-owned horse. Formerly in New Zealand, he then came to Australia and had one run at Geelong where he finished about 6 lengths behind them over the 2,400. So, look, he might even be looking for further, but it isn't the strongest race. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him get up, but I just didn't like the odds about him. 3 trials, so he's probably done enough work at home. I'd like to wait and see what he looks like in the yard. The 7 I've thrown into a third spot, and that is Ellie Beach. Now, she's had 9 starts now, 4 minor placings, but her last start, 3rd at Bathurst, was pretty good, actually. She was beaten, what was she beaten on? Just over 2 lengths on that occasion behind Battle Fury. That puts her in good stead for this. And I'll throw Double the Offer into 4th spot, 1,300 up to the mile. He was pretty green on debut, didn't appreciate the soft track, gets a firm track, and should appreciate the experience from Hawkesbury the other day. 2, 1, 7, and 4 in race number 3.
I know race 4 is a class 1 and maiden combined over 2,100. Now 1 Clubtown, 19. 2 Dad's Boy, 14. 3 Hebe Friendly, 101. 4 Aroka Nui is $1.28. 5 Stately Boy, 26. 6 Unresolved, 41. 7 to Capitol, 550. 8 El Raiderado, 151. 9 Giddy Up Venice, 26. 10 Savabore, 16. 11 Brave Maddie, 101. $1.28 for 4 Aroka Nui.
Race 4, 7, 2, and 5 are my numbers here. Look, it's pretty hard to go past Oroka Nui. I know he's $1.28 or something ridiculous like that, but it probably deserves to be that price. A benchmark 70 over the 2100, back to a maiden class one in country grades. He's so consistent. He deserves another win on the board. And look, quite a number of these horses haven't won a race yet. So he's got that in his favour that he has won a race. He knows how to win. He's just so consistent. So it's hard to go past him. Not much value there. Into second spot, we'll throw Decapitor now. He arguably does deserve to win a race, but he's had 11 goes now for 4 minors. He's so consistent. He finished about 2.7 off them in a maiden of the 1800 at Hawkesbury, but he has run up over the 21 before. He finished second 2 back at Cessnock there. So he'll appreciate stepping up again. That won't be an issue for him. Into third spot, I'm going to put Dad's Boy now. I thought the run was only fair on paper, but then I went back and watched his run, and he did get held up a few times at Dubbo the other day there. So I thought he had genuine excuses, actually. Distance is not a worry. He's the fit horse in the race. He's been in forever and a day with a few little freshen ups in between. But he has got a warning against his name for his pre-race behaviour. I did see him at Dubbo the other day, and he really bunged it on. So it'll be interesting to see how his manners are. He'll travel to Orange Day, whereas the other day he was at his home track, so he didn't have the travelling there. And the 5 will throw into 4th spot. Stately Boy gets a 2 kilo claim here for Katie Jenkinson. He is on the 7-day backup. If he can produce his run from Bathurst 2 starts ago, then he's definitely worthy of finishing in the top 4. So 4, 7, 2, and 5 with the 4 clear standout.
Okay, on to race 5. Now, this is a class 3 over 1,280. 1 out, 2 Tony's Reward, 290. 3 Destiny's Reward is 10. 4 Funky Music, 420. 5 Magna Rock, 21. 6 is Kenny As, 12. 7 Prince Planet, 550. 8 out, 9 Loves a Hassle, 16. 10 Panera, $14. 11 Destiny's Revenge is 23. Number 12 Living Choice, 14. 13 out. 14 Leap of Legend, 34. 15 Quirion, 41. And 16 out. Favourite here, 2 Tony's Reward, $2.90 in race 5.
The Apprentice Race, I've come up with number 7 here from 3, 2 and 10. 7 in Prince Planet now. He's a 5-year-old gelding who has had only lightly raced, actually, 15 starts and 3 wins and 4 minors for him. He went to Royal Randwick in the Highway 2 starts ago, and I thought it was a good effort behind Sea Stella and Lifesaver. He then went to Hawkesbury, and I remember Bobby Alyssa telling me that he'll just win. And look, he was nearly right. He led them up, and he was only beaten it was about a length overall. That was in a benchmark 64. Now he comes back to an apprentice race. He gets the 4-kilo claim for Ashley Stanley, the daughter of Pete. So she'd know this horse inside out. She gets a nice draw, and hopefully she can get this fella home there. So I'm going to put him on top ahead of the 3 Destiny's Reward. He finished 6th behind Prince Planet at Hawkesbury the other day, so he comes out of the same race there, but his form prior was really good. I thought his run 2 starts ago at Kembla was huge. He got back and he really ran on strong there, beating the 1 length down there. The 2 in Tony's Reward, a little bit frustrating, this horse. I remember teasing him at Goulburn 2 starts ago, and then he went to Bathurst, and he did have the 62.5 kilos, and he was only beaten 0.2 of a length, so you could probably forgive him for that. He drops to the 59.5. Overmere doesn't claim on him, but still, I think he gets in a lot better with the weights here. And the 10 I've thrown into 4th spot, Penuara. Brendan Griffiths on board. He's riding really well at the moment. Rode a winner at Kembla on Saturday. Now, he's another hometown horse, so I do like these horses that are trained at home. He's racing really consistently. He's only beaten about a length and a half at Bathurst in a 58 race the other day. Could make a case for a couple of others there. Could make a case for Funky Music and as Kenny has, but I can only have 4. So 7, 3, 2 and 10 in the 5th.
On to race 6, and this is a benchmark 58. It's over 1,400 metres. Now, 1 I'm a Baker, 21. 2 Anniversaire, $8. 3 Garros, 10. 4 Attaboy Charlie, 420. Number 5 I Saw, 11. 6 Pandas Mr. Nosey is 81. 7 George 2, $10. 8 Griffin's Gaze, 650. 9 Star Zone, 81. 10 Storm Master, 26. 11 Not a Sound, 650. Number 12 Lily's Little Girl, $8. 13 Raised to Duel, 19. And 14 Attilius, 23. $4.20 favourite, number 4 Attaboy Charlie here, Chantel.
With 4, 8, 2, and 5, Attaboy Charlie on top. Look, he's only missed a place once this preparation, He's a horse that sort of gets back midfield and runs on. Now, he drew 14 at Maruya. He went back. I thought it was a really big effort to make up the ground there. That was a class one over the 14.20, so it stays at the same distance. There's not as much speed in this race, actually, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him settling a little bit closer from a good gate. Into a second spot, I've got Griffin's Gaze. Now, the only reason I didn't put him on top is just the gate. I don't really know where he gets to from the 14. As I said, not a lot of speed, whereas the other day at Dubbo, the speed was on. He settled last. He got to the outside, to the better part of the going there at Dubbo, and he flashed late at big odds. He's not going around at those big odds again today, but I'm just concerned about the run he'll have. The 2-hour anniversary, she's running well. I thought her first up run wasn't too bad. She'll really come on from that, only being 2.5 in a class 2 there, backing grade, and the 5 will throw him in. I think he's pretty good value. Forget his run at Dubbo last time out. He did pull up lame, but he was a winner of a 58 race on a good track over the 1300 two starts ago there at Dubbo. So 4, 8, 2, and 5 in the 6.
On to race 7, a class 1, it's over 1,000. 1, Meraki Miss is 3 even, 2 out. 3, Baker's Image, $4, 4 is out. 5, LVR, 23. 6, Royal Casino, 4. 7, Arctic Reward, $8. 8 is out, 9. Jolin, $7. 10 out, 11, Rustic Pearl, 61. 12, Dynamite Dan, $9. 13, Stato, 51. Favourite here, the Toppy, and that's number 1, Meraki Miss, 3 even, Chantel.
Race 7, it's hard to go past the top weight here. Meraki missed the 1, 7, 3, and 6. Now, she was duly accepted, and Cameron's obviously opted to scratch her from that last race and put her in there. So now she stood outside the leader at Bathurst first up there, where she had a big weight. She had the 60 kilos over the 1,100. She's actually taken out by Arctic Warrior, who goes around in the same race on the turn there. And if you go back and read the stewards' report, Maddie Cole did say that she became unbalanced. It took her a long time to balance up. And she probably was tired late in the piece, but she was still making ground there. So probably could make a few cases that she should have won first up. Now, both races she drew horribly. She draws 11 in this. There is a bit of speed, so I'm not too sure where she gets, but I think she's the best horse in the race. For 7 into second spot, which is Arctic Warrior. He's the one that ran her off the track now. He has the bubble cheeker applied for the first time here, and he has a warning for hanging. So hopefully that gear change should help him. He was a maiden winner at Wellington 2 back, then went to Bathurst and finished 3rd in that race there behind Meraki. See Me Out was the winner of that. Into a third spot, I've got the 3 in Baker's Image. He's first up today. Has been a long time since he's won a race, however. It's been 97 weeks to be precise. He does have a really good place record. He's just not fond of winning one now. He resumes here. He races really well fresh, so I expect him to be running on late. And the 6 will throw into 4th spot, Royal Casino. A few gear changes here. The blinkers off, the tongue tie off here. Gets a 1.5 kilo claim for Robbie Dolan. Probably forgive him for his first or his second up run, actually, at Cessnock. It was a firm track, so it was rock hard there. Probably didn't appreciate it. I think he's quite a big horse, and we'll forgive him for that. So he's had 2 runs back now. We'll pop him into 4th. 1, 7, 3, and 6.
All right, we go to the final event, the 8th. Benchmark 58 over 1,000. 1 Ribbon of Choice is 550. Number 2, SCB 18. 3 out. 4, Miss Rhythmos, 11. 5, Sostenido, 440. 6, Showgals, 310. 7's out. 8, Drummed Out, $9. 9, Dark Force, 34. 10, Dunderry, 12. 11, Anagami, 26. 12, Rahi Lady, 11. 13, Felicet, 23, and 14, Star of Zazoo, 61. Favourite number 6, Showgals, $3.10.
Lucky last, the Get Out Stakes. Born with value here, 4, 1, 6, and 5. I've come up with Miss Rhythmos. Now, she's trained at the track. The last time she raced here at Orange, she actually won a race. She's had the 4 wins now from 23 starts, and her first up run at Moree was in the town plate over the 950, and they basically just ran her off her feet. I still thought she worked home nicely. And then she went to Hawkesbury in a much harder race. That was a 64-rated race on a soft track there. She was beaten 5 lengths, and I know she ran last, but she bumped into a couple of handy ones in Brand, Babe, Cathair. If they were in this race, they'd be going around odds on. 3 of her 4 wins have been at home. She's got the inside draw, Casey Adams on board. So basically, I don't think she has to go around a horse. She should be able to stick to the fence, hopefully get the splits. And as I said, she loves it here at home. So I just thought she was really good in value in the last, ahead of the 1 Ribbon of Choice, another horse that's trained at home. I've got a couple of Brian Gentles in my mix here. Gets 1.5 kilos off here for Aaron Sweeney. Last time out back in March was a winner at Echuca in a 64 race there over the 1400. Probably wants a bit further, but has won first up before, so we'll throw him in there. The 6 in Showgals. Thought her run at Gosford the other day was good. She's beaten three lengths actually behind the Tenor. Now the Tenor was very dominant, and I think he's a group horse from the Lee stable. The second horse, Zerswa, she placed at Kembla on Saturday, so the form around her is pretty strong. She's just got a tricky jaw to overcome. And the 5, Sostenito, into fourth spot, another runner from Brian Gentle's yard. Forget last start, that was at Kembla, was beaten 13 lengths, but prior to that was really good when running second on the 3-day back up there. So we'll pop him in the mix as well. 4, 1, 6, and 5 in the last. I have got a couple of specials. Probably silly to tip a $1.28 favourite, but we'll go with race number 4, a Rokanui in the apprentice race, Prince Planet. And in the 7th, we'll put Meraki Mist as one of the best. Happy punning, everyone.